Believing is receiving. Let's go with the message this morning. Got about 20 solid minutes and do our best. See that apple? It's been eaten. See that apple? It's like, that's not very nice looking apple, is it? But in the mirror, he'd think, look how nice apple I is. Because he's not living in reality. You understand that? We think we're real sometimes. We convince ourselves. This is, oh, look at us, look at whatever. But that's not what other people see. You hear me, yes or no? Yeah, they look at boys all eat up. Yeah. All right, let's talk about it. Real? Really? Real? Really? Real? Really? That's what you're saying. That's why my shirt says real. Really? Are you real? What's that mean? Let's talk about it. The disciples failed. They feared. They floundered. We've been doing this series for several weeks now. They followed. Even though it was a little following, they just went from the Mount of Olives when Jesus had ascended. He'd resurrected, spent about 40 days with him. He ascended. They went a little ways. I mean, they went back to Jerusalem, but thank God they at least went that far. And they followed him. They went back and did what he said, and that is, don't leave Jerusalem. And there they were together, and they were all, what? Say it with me. Filled with the Holy Spirit. Acts 2, not making anything up. Got it? Yes or no? Say. Okay? And the disciples never what? They never looked back. Now, these are guys that when Jesus was walking with them, a couple of them are, you know, who's going to sit on the right hand? Or can, you know, the mama said, can one sit on the right hand and one sit on the left of God? Remember that? Say. Kids are trying to come to Jesus. The disciples said, hey, get away from Jesus. He said, you better hush your mouth and let kids come to me. Remember that? Yes or no? We're going through Samaria. Need to see a woman over. You can't go through Samaria. Can't do that. Well, that's exactly what we're doing. They were always sort of a pain. You understand that? Yes or no? The disciples. They're on a boat. Storm gets pretty rough out there. And they panic. Jesus is sleeping. So they go wake him up. Okay? Always like, in the garden, in Jesus' final hour, what does Peter do? Boom, pulls out a sword, cuts off a guy's ear. Remember these stuff or not? The Bible says all the disciples forsook Jesus and fled. The disciples were like you and me. They were a mess. And when they had Jesus, they didn't need the Holy Spirit. They got Jesus. Man, rose the dead. Somebody from the grave. And over here he healed a guy that had been lame for so much time. And he was, man, he's the master. They had Jesus. Why they need the Holy Spirit? And they were shocked when he said, I'm leaving. I'm leaving. I'm out of here. Yeah, I'm going to go to the cross. Not going to be with you anymore. Remember that? Check it out sometime. John 14, read it. I'm going to go prepare a place for you. We don't need no place. We want you right here. No, that's not the plan. If I don't go, the Holy Spirit's not coming. Here's the point. They were a mess, but when the Holy Spirit came into their life, they never looked back. That was real. Are you hearing the message or not so far? They got something, and they got something that wasn't made up. And so much of the church today takes something that should be real, the power of the Holy Spirit, the presence of the Holy Spirit, and we make stuff up and become kooky people. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Whether you like that kind of preaching or not, guys, it's the truth, and the average Joe on the street would absolutely agree with me. And they don't get it. They're wanting us to be, guess what? Hello? Hello, say. Real. See, they're going to hell without you and me. Loving them, caring for them, showing them. We're no different than you, man. I struggle. I can relate to the ball players. And why? I'm no different. Might look different. I'm older now. But some of the same thoughts I have, some of the same struggles I have, you know? Clark don't get up with angels all around him. Hey, let's go. I struggle too, man. What's the difference? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit in my life. You listening or not? Let's talk about it a little bit. I could talk like this for a long time. They never walked away again. Read your Bible. And it's interesting. Somebody said to me the other day, it's interesting, there's not a whole lot written about the disciples after Acts 2. Well, when was it supposed to be a book about us anyway? Say, when did Christianity become, look at what I did? Look at me. When did Christianity become that? It wasn't that way with the disciples, so why should we worship you or worship some man? Are we going to do that? We're not doing that. Yes or no? Say, oh, I just got to go see that preacher. I just got to go see that. Why don't you save your gas money and work on your neighbor? You listening to me? Say, come on. Create cult followings. Guys, I'm telling you, I could be ugly on it. It's not because their faith in Jesus became easy. No! It's because their faith in Jesus became what? Their faith was harder. They didn't have Jesus anymore. They cut some ear off, it stayed off. You know what I mean? If they fussed about who's going to set the right hand or the left hand, Peter about to pop one of them in the mouth. I don't know. All I know is it was different. Holy Spirit now. Amen. Say. Real. Wasn't because it became easy. Matter of fact, all the disciples, according to historical record, all the disciples were martyred for their faith in Christ. They gave their life for the gospel. You call that easy? Real because of the power of the Holy Spirit in their life. And we're just walking. Real. What does the word real mean? Get a dictionary. I got one. It means genuine and authentic. Real, genuine. Did you know the Holy Spirit came to make you real? Came to make you genuine and authentic. Not a clone or not to become kooky or not to do something that's just crazy. It's not in the Bible. Yes or no? Say. Also, if you look up this word, real, it's genuine and authentic, but look very carefully. It also says right there, not imaginary or ideal. I've never seen more stuff imagined by people in their mind than about the Holy Spirit. That's not in the Bible. Imaginary. Or we get the Holy Spirit and all of a sudden we've got this ideal state that we're in or this ideal thing. That's crazy. That's not real. Just because you're saved and you have the Spirit in your life doesn't mean you're going to have an ideal life. Who said that? All people that say if you send so much money, God will just do this and that for you. Doesn't that sound, well, that's imaginary and made up stuff. Did you just hear me say? And it isn't real. I know that's ugly. I'm not trying to be ugly, but it is what it is. The Holy Spirit's presence made these guys what? Remember? It was crazy. Peter stood up, started preaching. The other disciples, filled with the Holy Spirit, started interpreting in various languages and talking to people that were from all over the world there. Remember that? And people started listening. The same people that had cried, crucify Jesus. The same people that were haters of Jesus Christ. They started listening. Not all of them. Matter of fact, there were mockers there. There were some that said, they're drunk! They're drunk! But the fact that these guys were believable carried the day. And 3,000 got saved right there. That's the Bible. Did everybody get saved? No, because that's not reality. That's imaginary again. Yes or no? Say. Not only did others believe, here's the big deal. Not only did others believe they were believable, the disciples believed themselves were believable. Man, you ever get to the place in your life, and that's where the Holy Spirit wants to get you, that you're real and that you believe that you believe. Amen. Say. Don't you want to believe that you believe? Say. Go to bed at night knowing you believe that you believe and get up in the morning, I believe that I believe. And I'm not believing so somebody else will look at me and oh, he believes. No, I believe because I believe. If you're going to look at me, you're going to see somebody that believes. Amen. Say. They got it. They got it. Jesus really is who he said he was, guys. He really resurrected from the dead. We saw him.
He really is at the right hand of God the Father, where He ever lives now to make intercession for us. He really did send the Holy Spirit. Could you see Him up late at night chatting together? He really did, didn't He? Remember? Come on. Just like He said. Wow. We got Him. And they never looked back. You understanding maybe now better why they didn't look back? Keep looking. His plan, they said, is the plan. Can you say that with me? His plan is, you'll never be real, you'll never be believable until you nail that in your life. His plan is the plan. All roads don't lead to heaven. They all lead to hell except one. The way, the truth, the life, Jesus Christ. Have you nailed that? Do you believe that? That's worth fighting for and it's worth dying over. Did you hear me? His plan is the plan. Have you nailed that in your life? Or you still think, well, I'm a good person. I'm a this, I'm a that, I'm a this, I'm a that. Well, I'm going to tell you what you're not. You're not real. And you can't convince me of much about faith if you can't put your faith in Jesus. Did you hear me? Well, we're going to spend some time on this. Get it nailed in your life. His plan is the plan. They really believed and they became what? All right, we're walking. When they had Jesus with them, seeing was what? See, when Jesus was there, seeing was believing. Did you see that? I saw it. I believe. Well, now He's gone. Remember what Jesus said to Thomas when He came back resurrected and Thomas didn't believe? Look at the Scripture. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because you've seen Me, because I came back and showed you My hands and my side, you believed. Say that last part with me. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. We live in a culture and a church today that seeing is believing. And the Holy Spirit, so many people have run with that. Seeing is believing. Did you see what happened? Did you see? Since when did the Bible change and it says, without faith, it's impossible to please Me? Since when did we change and blessed is the one that doesn't see and believes? But I've got to get my miracle. I've got to get this. I've got to get that. Since when? Well, the Bible didn't change. People did. Are you listening today? I know this is a hard message, and when people hear it on the radio, they're going to go, I don't know about that fellow. That's all right. You're going to have a hard time arguing the Word, though, with me. You're listening today, yes or no? Real, believable, faith in Jesus Christ, believing when you can't see. Do you still believe? Hey, excuse my language, but when the crap hits the fan in your life and you believe anyway and other people see you believe anyway, they're going to go, well, that boy's real. That girl's real right there. She's got real faith because we'd have jumped off the bridge or we'd have go shot somebody. We'd have got really drunk and hammered. But you stay steady. Who does that? The Holy Spirit. Are you hearing or not? Okay. Listen to Jesus by the Holy Spirit. And I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another comforter, that He may abide with you forever. Words of Jesus. Comforter, paraclete. It means the one who comes alongside. That's why I love the song, because it said that. And I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another comforter, that He might abide with you forever. He will abide with you forever. I'll just read it, and He'll pop some things up. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees Him not, neither knows Him, but you know Him, for He dwells in you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Keep going. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees Him not, neither knows Him, but you know Him, for He dwells in you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, I'll come to you. Okay, He's just popping those up down there. There you go, a lot of stuff happening, okay? But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in My name, He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. So you see all these things that Jesus is saying about the Holy Spirit. Keep going. We've talked about it the last few weeks. But when the Comforter is come, whom I'll send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of what? which proceeds from the Father, he shall testify of me. And ye shall also bear witness, because you've been with me from the beginning. All these things Jesus taught about the Holy Spirit. No one taught about the Holy Spirit, in my view, as much and as clearly as Jesus. And he's the one that said everything, and he is God, and he's the one that introduced him. So I think we need to really search the Scriptures and see what Jesus said. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it's expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he's come, he will reprove the world of sin. We looked at that last week. Of righteousness, of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. And broke it down for you what we said last week. The Holy Spirit convicts or convinces us we've all sinned. Remember last week we talked about that. Number two, the Holy Spirit convicts or convinces us that Jesus Christ is the only way to God the Father. And number three, the Holy Spirit convicts or convinces us that the devil has been what? Judged or has been defeated. Somebody came up to me last week, good question. They said, Pastor, do you think the devil doesn't exist? Or he doesn't? No, I didn't say that at all. Are you kidding me? He's rampant. But he's been defeated in my life. Do you see the difference, yes or no? He cannot go before me and go before God and get him, oh God, take his name out of the Lamb's Book of Life. Hey, get out of here. He's one of my kids. You understand? You've been judged. You have no power over him. You ain't his daddy anymore. That's what I mean. Get that in your mind. Get that in your heart. Think that way. You need to know the devil has been defeated. Amen? We get tormented. He comes against us. What are you going to do, rationalize with him and defeat him? No. You tell him he's defeated. Yes or no? Say. You claim the blood of Christ. Quote the Scripture at him. You want to cuss at somebody? Cuss at him. Excuse me. You listening to me? Go toe to toe with him on the blood of Christ. Not your latest little experience you had. Keep it anchored in your faith and on the book and on the blood. Yes? Come on. He keeps talking about the Holy Spirit. A lot of things here. I could have put a lot more. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. Okay? So, lots of scriptures. I want you to see, I put a big old list up there. It was hard to see all that. I broke it down for you real quick. Listen again to what Jesus said about the Holy Spirit. We just said it, but I want you to see it clearer. He will abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, he called him. The Spirit is sent in my name. He shall teach you all things. He shall bring to remembrance what I have said to you. I will send him to you. Uh-oh, there's that again. Spirit of what? Truth. Why is so much error done in the name of the Holy Spirit? You got me. Because he's all about truth. Yes or no? He shall testify of me. You shall also bear witness of me. Did you know it's really all about Jesus? Did you ever realize that? Say. It's all about God sending his Son to die for us and to raise him from the dead so that we could be saved. That message is still the message. The message has never changed. See, because there's no name given among men other than the name of Jesus whereby we must be saved. Keep it real. I will send him unto you. Keep looking. He will convict or convince the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. We just saw that. Again, look at this. Spirit of what? Truth. He reiterated that more than anything, seemingly. He will guide you into all what? Truth. He shall not speak of himself. One other thing I want to say, and again, I'm just going with it this morning a little bit, but it's funny, today I hear a lot of pastors, preachers, TV people say on TV, God's doing a new thing, a new thing. Yeah, it is a new thing if you're talking about something other than Jesus. Did you hear me say? Yeah, it is a new thing. God's doing a new thing. I still believe the old thing's pretty good. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses from all sin. Amen. Say. We don't need no new thing when we got the same thing. sinners, lost, going to hell. We need Jesus. Got it? Hello? We're always in our world looking for the latest gadget, the latest this. And a lot of times we're looking for it for something to make our life easier. I'm afraid the church is doing the same thing. New gadget, new thing, something to make our life easier. Easier to win the church, easier to grow the church. When did it come to growing the church? I thought it was about reaching people for Christ and seeing people not go to hell. I mean, I like a church. I like a church full, every seat full. That represents to me people that need the Lord or that can go out and reach other people. Understand? Keeping it real. He shall not speak of himself. What he hears, he will speak. Don't forget God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, great three in one. They're all together. We don't have the Holy Spirit over here doing his own program. Yes or no? He's here now. It's all different now. He's not talking about what God and Jesus wants. That doesn't make any sense. He will show you things to come. He shall glorify who? Who said that? Jesus. What's the Holy Spirit supposed to be about? Glorified me. So if he's in us, what are we supposed to be about? Glorifying Jesus. Loving Jesus. Loving who he loved, people. Real. So are you real? Really? I know we got lots to go, Roger, and we're not going to make it, buddy. We tried, though. We're going to quit right here. Would you say this verse with me? And you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost part of the earth. We have a lot more to say, but our time is short. I can't help it. Amen? Praise the Lord. Amen. What else do we have? Yeah, praise the Lord. Come on. Thank you. Praise God. Amen. Amen.